heat or eat. That's the choice faced by Madame Kitto. Instead of supporting the elderly, France's government is accused of using that money for war.
France says it doesn't have enough funds for retirement. Pensioners must tighten their belts. But it now spends over 30 billion euro a year on defence.
France has more than 20,000 soldiers currently on foreign soil. In Lebanon, Kosovo, a new military base in the United Arab Emirates, is fighting wars in Libya, Ivory Coast and Afghanistan. Each French Hammer missile costs hundreds of thousands of euro. So just 5 months into 2011, the forces are broke, even with Madame Kitto's pension.
It's pretty much eaten up the defence operational budget for the year.
Military excess snaps France's reputation as a careful spender. Investors now plan to scrap the country's prized AAA credit rating, which lets it borrow on the cheap.
Of course, if you have a country which is very rich, then it can afford this. But France has been named as possibly losing its AAA status. So every bomb you shoot is a bomb closer to losing AAA status.
France should have stuck to the UN peacekeeping remit in the Ivory Coast and Libya, warns ex-premier Dominique de Villepin. It now pays the price of gunning for regime change.
And for each foreign operation, it's important to follow strict principles, the one of the international community, the strict mandate of the United Nations.
Costs are reportedly hidden from the public. This military advisor's back from Libya. He says for months France has set soldiers on the ground there, contrary to its claims.
We have ground troops, and I think, by the way, I think that we had already ground troops to find the target and so on, but it was not revealed.
Madame Kitto says she worked all